On New Year's Day, New Hampshire became the fourth state in the nation to allow same-sex unions, which means, among other things, a member of a homosexual New Hampshire couple can get the same pension benefits as their heterosexual couples. Across the country, in Oregon, however, a federal judge put a hold on a law that would have allowed civil unions there. And somewhere in this new year, there may be a gay couple who have decided to just call it quits, sell the house in Provincetown, and move on. However, it turns out breaking up is hard to do, especially if you're gay. Not that the law makes it easy for you to get hitched in the first place, but getting unhitched can be quite a tangle. Attorney Beth Allen is a partner in Allen Squared Law. Her firm focuses on legal issues facing gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender clients. Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Doing just great. I want to talk to you about Oregon in a minute, but I want to talk about this divorce issue. You know, about 10,000 same-sex couples have married in Massachusetts, and the folks who sort of keep track of these marriages claim that a dozen or so have dissolved. Yet, being a gay divorce petitioner is not the same in the eyes of the law, or the government for that matter, as being a straight person seeking a divorce. Let's talk about some of the hurdles. First, tell me about the IRS. What's the issue with the IRS if you're gay and you want to be divorced?
Well, the IRS doesn't even recognize a marriage in the first place. So if you attempt to get married and divorce, and you are given some benefits as a result of that divorce that would only be recognized under federal law, the federal law is going to say, sorry, we're not going to recognize the divorce, we don't recognize the marriage, therefore we don't recognize the benefit. So you may end up actually paying more taxes than a heterosexual couple or a heterosexual divorced individual.
So if you're a gay married couple, you don't file as a married couple, you file single?
You must file your federal taxes as single, yes.
All right. Now, I understand in some divorces, can't you deduct the alimony?
That's correct.
Is this the same for gay people who get divorced?
Perhaps on their state taxes, but not on their federal.
Let's talk about custody of children. We get into issues there. You know, traditionally the courts have awarded custody to the mother, but if there are two mothers involved in the case, have the courts figured out some sort of procedure for deciding who gets custody of the child?
Well, I think most states have, at this point, gone from just sort of assuming that the woman, the wife, is the best parent, and it's based more on who is the parent that provides the most psychological support for the child, and whether that's a heterosexual relationship or a same-sex relationship. And the same holds true when you're talking about same-sex relationships, that the real question is who is providing the most emotional support mm-hmm. to the child, or who is the child most relating to. And when they're younger, that's oftentimes, just as in opposite-sex couples, there's oftentimes one of the two who stays at home, who tends to be the one who tucks the child in at night, reads the stories, that sort of thing. And that's really the way that they're looking at that question.
What's the stickiest issue you've come up on in trying to dissolve either a marriage or a civil union?
The stickiest problem is one that you alluded to earlier, and that is where someone enters into a marriage, a civil union, a domestic partnership that's recognized in another state, and then they move and want their new state to divorce them, to dissolve the relationship. And it will really depend on how the new state, the one they've moved to, considers the marriage or domestic partnership or civil union in the first place, whether they would have recognized that in the first place. So that's really the big issue, is there's just no portability to the marriage and from state to state, and so there's going to be a question of whether a court will take jurisdiction over the marriage long enough to divorce.
Well, 44 states don't recognize it, right?
Correct.
So different rules from state to state, some states, I mean, within those 44?
There are, and some states will, let me start with traditional heterosexual relationships, marriages. Well, a lot of states have recognized marriages that they would not have allowed in their own state. For example, common law or, first cousins, mm-hmm. young, those sorts of things. But for purposes of divorce, they'll say, well, that marriage existed and we'll help you get divorced, heterosexual couple. But many states are taking the position with same-sex couples that because we wouldn't recognize that marriage or civil union or domestic partnership in the first place, we won't recognize it to divorce you.
So is that, I mean, is that a problem, or is that like, oh, there's no problem, we don't have to go through any rigmarole to get divorced?
Oh, no, it's a problem. If you're a gay couple and you want to get divorced, you want to get divorced for the same reasons that heterosexual couples want to get divorced. You want release from certain obligations. You want disposition of jointly acquired property, access to spousal support, a chance to remarry, and the unequivocal, legally recognized severing of the relationship. So you know, same-sex couples, when they break up, want access to the same mechanism to end the relationship, in particular when it is a legally recognized relationship. For example, in Oregon, you cannot become domestic partnered. We haven't exactly figured out how to use that term.
Right.
But you can't enter into a domestic partnership if you are already married or in a domestic partnership or a civil union elsewhere.
And I can imagine if, say, someone enters into one union in one state and one union in another state, and let's say the person who's been in both unions passes away, there could be an issue over assets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that here in Oregon, I have been advising people to sever the marriages or domestic partnerships or civil unions from the other states, or in some cases in Canada, so that they are certain to be the only legal partner in Oregon if they wish to take advantage of some of the benefits, such as intestate succession, where if someone dies without a will, their assets will be distributed based on that relationship.
And before I let you go, we're running out of time here, but I did want to ask you about what's going on in your home state of Oregon, where this federal judge has blocked a law allowing civil unions in Oregon that was supposed to take effect this year. What's the next step in that process?
That is such a disappointment. Yes, we're going to have those domestic partnerships available starting yesterday. The next step is a hearing on February 1st in front of the federal judge. The step that's occurred so far, it's a temporary restraining order, and that is just a point at which the judge says, well, it looks like there's something here, so we're going to halt everything, we're going to maintain the status quo, and we'll take a look at it more carefully later. And that more careful look will be on February 1st, and at that point there will be a full-blown trial on the issue.
Well, maybe we'll check back with you in February if that's okay. Beth Allen is a partner in Allen Squared Law. Her firm focuses on legal issues facing gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender clients. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Thank you.